Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Gufa, let's analyze this. Amar Rav Rav said, Keren, when it comes to paying back the principal, you stole an animal worth one amount, and then by the time you have to pay it back, it's worth another amount. Keren, when it comes to the principal, Ke'en Shuganav, you pay the original price. And Tashlumi Kefil, Tashlumi Abor Chamisha, all the penalties that you pay Keshas Abodabidin, you pay in the time of now. The reason why you pay all the penalties at the time right now is because if you were Maida, you wouldn't have to pay anything. So when did you become Chayiv? When did the Chiyuv start? When you came to Bezin. So therefore you pay the price now. But when you stole it, you became Chayiv because of what you stole. But he gives a Svara. He gives a Pasi. My time in the Rav, what's a Svara? Amakra. It says in Pasi, Gineva v'chayim, we had yesterday, that it's extra. Right, Gineva, Mishar Chamor, Chayim, Bat Chayim, it's extra to tell you, Amai Kamar Chamon, Chayim, B'Gineva. Why is it Chayim, B'Gineva? It means, Achayim, L'Keren, Ke'en Shagonav. It means, Achayim means to fulfill. Complete. Complete the Keren to the price of what it was when you stole it. That's all it is. Doesn't mean it's more or less, but just pay the price of when you stole. That's what we use in the pasuk. And either the svara just gave you for kefil to shmuel, but like Teisa says, now that you know keren a special pasuk for kein shagana, so everything else is no pasuk for. So if you go kishas hamad bedin, hamad bedin. So the Gemara Amr Rav Shesamina, I think in Na'im v'shochiv Rav Amr Lashmait, when I was half asleep, he said this sugya. Good Tanya didn't we learn the braisa kusha if the animal was weak. The Hishmina and the Ganif fattened up the animal. And obviously the animal's worth a lot more money now because it's fat. Mishalim, Teslum, Kefil, but Shlumi Abba Chamishi, you pay double, you pay four or five times. Ke'en Sheganav. And everything you pay is the price of what it was when you stole it. You said you got to pay everything the price of now. Amri, so Rabbi says, that's different. The Ganif there has a valid taina. Ano Patimna, but at chocolate. I'm the one who fattened up the animal and you're going to penalize me for what I did to help you out. Why should I pay penalties for that? Here's different. Where I fatten your animal, I don't have to pay the kefil for the price of now. I pay the price of what your animal is worth when I stole it. It's different. This is a continuation of yesterday's Gemara where we said that when you steal something, the keren you pay according to the time what it was worth when you stole it, and the kefil now, Baruch Hamishi, you pay the time of now. So we asked the first question. We see over there that if you fattened up an animal, you pay everything at the time of what it was stolen. So we said, because you fattened it, why should you pay? No, but if it became, it seems to me, right, I just said naturalist, even the text argues, if it became fat on its own, then Taka, you pay K for the price of now. But if I fattened it, why should I penalize myself? Okay.
You could argue, say,
who's he?
I lost the one who was stolen from.
Yeah, you lost a weak animal, so you're getting paid for that. What do you want?
No, but he could say, well, I lost the weak of possibly fattening it.
Yeah, but that's called one or two, not having a profit is not a loss. A loss is real.
So I took a $100 animal and I made it worth 150. So that's I right. Paid back to the nigs.
Everything multiples of 100.
I paid him back 100.
And double
and
the 400.
So I pay on the 150.
That's not if I fattened it. In general. But if I fattened it, I'd pay everything 100. Tosh by coming in another braisa, Shemaina, the animal originally was fattened, the Hikhisha, and I weakened animal, Mishalom, Teshlumi Kevim, you pay everything, the original price. Why are you paying the original price here? He didn't fatten it up. He weakened the animal. So he answered, Hasam Nami, Mishum Namrin Le, the Nignav says to him, you Malikot Lakula Malikot the Palga, if you would have shechted the animal, you would have had to pay the price of when you shechted the animal. So if you're weakening the animal, it's as if you're starting to kill it. And if therefore you pay the price of what it was right before you killed it. You pay always the price right before you killed it. So therefore, you have to pay the original price. Malikot Lakula Malikot the Palga. So obviously, if you personally, physically fattened it or weakened it, then Rav agrees you always pay the original price. However, so when does Rav say that you pay keren kein shagonav and kefil above chamisha kishas hamad bedin? Okay, the Achshav. So he says here, ki kamar Rav the yeker of a zeilu to kamar. When is Rav talking about when it comes to the price goes up, fluctuation of price? So therefore, fluctuation of price, the keren you pay the original price, and the kefil and the abor chamisha you pay the price of now. What are you talking about? Initially, it was worth $1, and now it's worth $4. So what are you telling me? The keren you pay $1, and abor chamisha you pay $4. And the keren came shagana, and you want to tell me that that the keren you pay the original price? Lema the rab, pligo rab, rabba, rab must be argument rabba. The omer rabba said. Hi, man, the gozel, chavisa the chamra. This beautiful tzossin and the sivison on this little piece of Gemara here. If somebody stole a barrel of wine, mechavri from his friend, Mikodesh Shav Yezuzah was worth a dollar, but Seif Shav for $4. Tavra.
Is that just natural? It aged, and it's more valuable.
Let's say, yeah. But then what you did was Tavra Shasya. You broke the barrel, or you drank it all up, which by behemoth would be the same thing. You shechted the animal. Mishalim Dalad. You pay everything in multiples of four, including the Kedon. Not just the Kefal, but also the Kedon you pay. Over there, there's no Kefal because you're Gazlan. If you're a Gazlan, what do you pay? You only pay one thing, Keren. And you pay the price of now. Rav, you just said that Keren Ke'en Shagonav. Here's just clearly that Keren, you pay the price of now. So Rav, Rav, are you arguing with Rav? Itba Memele Mishal Zuz. Rok on its own, you pay a Zuz. And Rashi explains over here, what's the Svara? Why do you pay a Zuz or thing? Rashi says the Svara is very simple. If you broke it, the barrel belongs to the Nigniv. And you can always give it back to him. So therefore, when did you become the ganef? The moment you broke it, you can no longer give it back to him. So therefore, that moment is what you pay. But if it broke on its own, so then what made you? So what are you paying for? You're paying because you're a ganef from when you stole it. So therefore, you didn't do anything right now, so you pay back then. If you broke it now, as a machlek is a shenim, if you're a ganef, that became a ganef because you're a mazik now. You're paying out mazik. What are you paying 4 or 5 times? Now that you shechted the animal, so you're paying like a mazik. You're paying like a ganef.
But isn't there a shenim rishus when he takes the barrel?
No, there's no yish. Yeah, Amri. So we answer Ki Kama Rav. You're right.
Just about to get onto the next one.
If it was worth $1 and now it's worth $4, and then you Rav is made that you pay Keren the price of now. Why? Because why should we help you out and make it worse for you? Pay the price of now when it goes up. When does Rav say you pay the real price when it goes down? Ki Kama Rav going to be quarter shavi dollar so shavi zuza. Started out worth $4, now it's worth $1. Is that then we're going to penalize you? Keren ke'en shagana. The keren, the original principle, you pay the original price, which is $4.
So if you have something that you know the price is going to fluctuate,
so don't steal it.
Talking about a gun, if you're talking about a guy who's over,
yeah,
yeah, no, it's worth.
We have that. We'll have that later. You stole chametz before Pesach, and after Pesach is worth zero. And you didn't have a shachafanach, and you wrote back to him. If the item is in existence, if the item is lost, then you got to pay the full whack.
But that even though you've caused him to incur a massive loss, I could have sold these lulav and had it for a fortune.
This is what I stole. Take it back. Tashlumi kevzim al chamisha keshas and mother bedin. The big machleg is a shining. What shas and mother bedin is? Let's say you broke the barrel. Do you pay the price of when you broke the great actually learned shatzi when you broke the barrel? Not keshas and mother bedin. It's when you shechted the animal. And that's how the Rosh learns. That's the same for Rashi. Others learn, no, everything means when you go to Bezdin. And the Rosh himself will contradict himself because it seems that when it comes to the barrel, he says when you break the barrel. When it comes to Shechting, it sounds like he says when you go to Hamad Bedin. So how does that work? Anyway, they all talk about it. Talking about Tony, Chanina, the Rav, Chanina brought a riot, support Rav. Balabayis, if there's a Balabayit, what Rav says that if the price goes down, then you pay the Keren like the original price. The Balabayis, Shaton, Tainis, Ganeb, because a Balabayis, Reuven was minding something for Shimon, and Reuven said, it was stolen from me, what do you want for me to do? It turned out to be, he was, and if he finished, but he swore. Now that he's, and then later on, the he was made. If he was made, the thing is that you have to pay back the principal. You pay back Korban Usham, because he swore false, and you pay a penalty of Chaimish, 25%. Bo, Edim, if witnesses came. If witnesses came after he already was made. Depends. If he was made before the Edom came, so the Edom have no bearing over here, then Mishalim, Keren, V'chemish, V'oshim. But if after the Edom came he was made, so then his Hodah is worthless. However, he still wants to do tshuva. So you still got to bring the carbon asham. So Mishalim Tashlum Mekefu, you pay the double because the Ganavim caught you, the Edom caught you. You pay the asham because you want to do tshuva. But the V'chemishay Oyle Leibik Feile, in a case where the Chemish, a fifth of the value, which really is a quarter, the way we work out a fifth. A fifth is always added on. If the fifth of the value is equal to double of the value, if it has to be exactly the same amount, then you don't have to pay them separately. How in the world can a fifth of something be equal to double? We'll see in a minute. There's only one way possible. If the price change. And if you're paying a fifth, it means it started out at a much higher price and had to come down. So a fifth, if it was $4 when you stole it, so a fifth of that is $1, because remember you added on. And then it fell down to a dollar, so double that is a dollar. So the chemish and the double is exactly the same amount. Then you just give once and that's it.
Is it the same amount?
It has to be exact same amount. If it's a cent different, it doesn't work. then you got to give two separate amounts. You have to do separate penalties. If it's the same, you can say that's it. But if it's not the same, then it's havlo. Havlo doesn't work. The first word on the base. Okay, turn the page now. First word on top. Hobby, next page. They say if Adim came in, you don't pay that fifth. But the possibility, but Roshi, you pay the original price with Chamishi and the fifth. When do you pay the fifth? Only if you're paying the Keren. If you're paying double because you were caught by Adim, you don't pay that fifth, that penalty of a fifth. But you still do bring the carbon ashram because you were made and you want to chuva. Keep Mammon Hamishtalan Barosh, Moisiv Chamish. Mammon Shaymishtalan Barosh, Ain Moisiv Chamish. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, I agree with the Chacham, but I go one step further. If you were caught by Adim, not only don't you pay the fifth, you don't even pay the Ashram. Ashram is only if you made without any witnesses. Telling me, what do you learn, however, from all of this? That Chaim Shay Oyle Big Favor. That the Chaim can equal you double. Leave it up, Yaakov. Hey, tell me, how can that be? When you stole with $4 and when you were caught with $4, how can that be? How in the world you tell me that a fifth of something is equal to double? The double of it is $4 and a fifth of it is only $1. Elalab, what are we talking about? Mikara Shavi Abba, Lubasav Shavi Zuza. Initially it was stolen with $4 and now it's only worth $1. The Kfela Zuza, double of $1 is $1. And the Chaimshe Zuza. So what does he clear from here? That Keren you're paying according to the price that it was worth when you stole it. And the Kefu you're paying according to the price of today. It's exactly what the Rav says. Because when does Rav say his din? Yekir Zayl is when the price goes down, you pay Keren the original price, and the Kefu you pay the price of now. Alma Keren Kein Shaganov, Tashlumi Kefu, Zavhei Kishasim Arbedin. Zarai to Rav. On my Rav, not that I disagree with Rav, but from here you cannot bring it out. La'olam the mikara, I can tell you the mikara shavi abo v'hashta nami shavi abo. Was it $4 then? Was it $4 now? So how can you a quarter of something be equal to double? With the kokasha, your question was kfeila dalad v'chum shazuza. No, how much are we talking about? He goes shenishba v'chazev nishba. He swore four times. Every time he swears, even though it's about the same situation, you pay another
amount.
Exactly by that fifth. So it was $4. So the first time you swore false and you were made for that, you pay $1 quarter. Then you swore false again. But afterwards, you swore again. Then you swore again. And you swore again. So each time you pay $1, that's four. Then if it's four equals the same amount as double, then you don't have to pay it separately. The nishba arba pamim v'hoide v'atayda omra v'chamishi sov in plural. Hatayda lipsa chamishi harba v'ker nachal. It's possible to pay many quarters for one principle. Okay, let's just analyze for 1 second. The Chachamim say that if the Adim came and then you made you don't bring a carbon usher, but you do bring the fifth. I mean, Baroisha, it says in the Pasuk, Baroisha, the principle of Chamishi, so only if you're paying the principle, you pay that penalty of a fifth. But if you're paying the penalty of double, you don't need to pay the penalty of a fifth. Mom and Hamish, Dalam, Baroisha, the only money you pay is the Keren, Moisiv Chamish. Mom and Shaimish, Dalam, Baroisha, the money that you don't pay only the Keren, then Aim, Moisiv Chamish, you don't have a fifth. Abol Osha, what's this word? And from Pasuk, yeah. Why don't you pay the penalty of the Lay Mishalm, the Chsiba Roysa, the Chamishi? So, is Oshim Nami Lay Mishalm? You shouldn't have to pay the Oshim as well. The Chsiba, it says in the Pasuk, but Roysa, the Chamishi, so. It says in the Pasuk, Baroish Vachamishisai. Another Pasuk, it says again, Baroish, and then it says Vachamishisai. And then in that Pasuk, it says Vesashamai, and also is Asham. So it says clearly there that when you don't pay Chamish, you don't pay the Asham. In one Pasuk, in Vayikra, it doesn't mention Asham. But Bamidbar, it doesn't mention Asham. Amle Rabban say, because it says Vesashamai, S, Paskekra, the S. Sometimes it's a conjunctive phrase, but sometimes it's divide, and it's separating that Hashem is unrelated to the chaimish, and you pay Hashem even if you're not paying chaimish. Rab Shimon ben Yochai Shichai vs Arvekra Shimon Yochai the vav vs that actually brings it back together again. True s on its own divide, but it says and the. And brings it back together. Is that what? That whenever you pay chaimish, you pay Hashem. That's what Shimon Yochai holds. Nu v'rabban, and what I'm going to do with the end? Amilach le'lichta rachman. If the Tater is trying to tell you that the Hashem should be paid whenever you pay the chaimish, why put the and the? Take out the whole word v'es. And oh, look who's here. Le'lichta rachman, le'vav, le'v'es, and that's it. Rav Shimon Yochayim, Rav Shimon Yochayim tell you, es loy sagye de loy kosef. Shimon Yochayim tell you, had to say, es lav suke be mom and gevoyle, mom and hedye, because we're talking about what you pay to the Eibishter. The Osham is a carbon you pay to the Eibishter. The Chaymish is something, your penalty you pay directly to the victim, the one you lied to. So how can the Teda just put them all, bunch them all together? You have to separate the two. So you have to say es. But since the Teda wants you to pay the Osham only when you pay the Chaymish, so maybe the es. Yechasavav arvikra. Says Gemara Baite, Amar Avi Loi, Ravoi Loi, he says, Gonav Tlev, he stole a sheep, and Nasa Ayil over time became a ram. Because sheep, when they get older, they become a ram. That's a shini. But it's a shini that you didn't make. It's a shini that happened by itself. Now we know later on, there's a machlekes, we'll see in action tonight, if shini is koine, but over here, this is like a lesser shini. Because even though it's a shini, but you didn't do it. It happened on its own. Egel, a calf, and Nasa Shur, and eventually became a cow. Nasa Shinu, according to Rabbi Loi, there's a Shinu that took place in hand, Vikona, you will coin it. So if now you proceed, Tavachu Mocha, and then you proceed and you shecht or you sell, Shaloyu Teveyach, Shaloyu Mecher, whose animal did you shecht? Your own. So therefore, you don't pay the dal of the hay. Rashi learns over here, it's not a full Shinu, so it's only, let's look quickly at Rashi, it's an important Rashi. Nasa Shinu Yodi Vikona, says Rashi, the shini lahamilsa. The shini only helps in one respect. The im tava chamacha shaloye tevech upatim edal vehei. But regarding every other respect, the shini is not kinder. I will keren v'kefil. But when it comes to keren v'kefil, mishalom keren ki hashta. In keren, you pay the price of now. The kefil kein. Why do you pay the keren price of now? Because when you shechted it, we learned before, like Rabba, when you shechted, you pay the keren the price of now, because you could have given back the animal till now, and now that you shechted, the animal is no longer there. You became a ganav now, or something became a mazik. But kefil, Rashi says, is either kein sheganav v'kushas amar b'din. But the kefil, you pay the price of now. And Rashi adds, you're not kind of completely.
Yeah, correct. Because when you give it back, you don't have to tell the guy, well, I stole the sheep with you, now you give me the value of the...
That's a machlekes between Rashi and other Rishonim. If it's a shinu, it's not the same animal. So you got to pay back...
So why should you have to pay anything?
Because the shini can't stole the money. No, changes.
I stole from him a lamb.
So I got him a lamb.
The lamb doesn't exist anymore.
So I owe you a lamb.
All right, but now I have a niska. I've got his big fat ram out of it.
But you're going to pay double anything else. That's a big niska.
The gunner, no. Is kinder, right? Mm-hmm. So he's giving back to Balabos something that's worth more than what... When
not according to Rashi, according to other shini. According to other shini, he's cleaning in every respect. That's right. So you just pay back the tzalech.
No, but the Balabos should give him the increase in value.
Why should Balabos give him anything? He doesn't give back the tzalech. He doesn't give him back. He gives him money. It's no longer yours. If you learn that you complete the cleaning, that's just going away. Rashi is only yours insofar as this din is, nothing else. I don't like it, what you're saying. Gonav tle, you stole a sheep and Nasa, I became a ram. It says, and Ego, Nasa Shoi, Mishalim, Tashlumi, Kefil, Tashlumi, Chamisha, Ke'en Shagun of the original price. Now, the Esau could dating and tell me, Kan ye b'shinui? Why b'chal paying 4 or 5 times? You just said that if you made a shinui, the animal's mine. So, Lucheda, my Mishalim, Shaloi, Tevech, Shaloi, Moichet, everything is mine. Yeah. Amalei, so Beloi said back to Belamai, so what do you want to talk? You want to argue, Shin is not Kain, and therefore you pay Dal Behei. So if Shin is not Kain, Dal Behei, why are you paying Kain Shigonav? I might be Shon Kain Shigonav, Shon Yahashta. Pay the price of now. If Shin is not Kain, so when I shechted it, that's when I became, so that you pay the price of now. Amalei, he told him, Ki hashta hainu taima delay mishal. You know why he's paying the original price, even though she's not kind of. He tells him, Tura gummach, that I steal from you a big cow. What do you mean? You want to pay double the price of what it's worth now? Dikra gum, I steal from you a big ram. Omalei said to him, doesn't make sense. So in one respect, you're telling me that Shini is not Koina, and yet, it's still mine, and the Dini is when Shini is not Koina, I got to pay K for the price of now, and you tell me because I can say, why should I pay more than what I stole? It came by itself. Omalei, Chmona l'tzlam haidaita. Whoa, it's such an opinion. Omalei said, Adrabah, Chmona l'tzlam haidaita doch. Your opinion is what? Very educated discussion.
We leave off with a squabble. Schoolyard.
Mask of Rab Zeta has a question on this Braisa. Okay, forget the holiness of Shini. What about nickname Shini Hashem? The change in name, and we know that Shini Hashem is also a Kenyan. Omar says, you know why it's not really Shini Hashem? Shur ben Yemi, even a day old, it can be called not only a calf, but also a cow. Shoy, Kota Shoy, Ayo ben Yemi, a sheep, a day old, also Kota is called an Ayo ram. Shoy ben Yemi, Kota Shoy, how do you know? Of course, it says, Shoy, a Kesav, a Eid, Kiyula. It says in the Pasuk, as soon as they are born, you already have to kivolid. You already have to, you know, you have to wait 8 days and so on. So it's called already a shayt. They old. Amale Ayo ben Yemi Karai Hainos called Ayo. The Chassidus says, it says by Yaakov, you know, when he's discussing with love and negotiating, Eile Tzadchalo Cholti, I didn't eat the Eilim of your sheep. What is he trying to say? I didn't eat the ram of the small sheep, I didn't eat. Eile Mudla Ocha Kvasim Ocha, Allah Shvamana, Ayo ben Yemi Karai. You can call Ayo as a generic name as well. Mekomog Kasha. So still have a problem. So why aren't you calling Shini Hashem? The fact of the matter is, doors of Shini Hashem. So even though you can call a baby this way, but generally speaking, that's not how it's called. Amar Rav Sheshel Hamani B'Shamay actually the Machleik is of Shini is Koyin the Machleik B'Sham B'Sil the Amri. So going back to the original question, okay, Shini Hashem, your answer is not a Shini Hashem, but what about the fact that it was the animal changed in Yerushus? If Shini itself was Koyin, forget about Shini Hashem, the animal itself changed, before it was a sheep, now it's a big giant animal. So we'll stop here, guys. You gotta come on top.